Hey everyone, today I'll show you how to build absolutely any 5M server with zero programming knowledge and almost no time. All we need is hosting from REDL and its free Claude Code Agent. First, we go to the site and sign up. It's a simple sign up. We enter a name, an email, and a password and create the account. Where to start? To launch our server, we need to create a new VDS agent. We pick the location closest to us and continue. We launch the server on the latest Ubuntu. For a starter server, the cheapest option works fine. It costs $7. We choose a convenient payment method. For me, that's the balance. We enter promo code 5M15, which gives us 15% off our server, so it comes out to $6. So after the promo code, we choose the payment method. For me, it's the balance. I already topped it up. And we pay. Done, our server is created. We have a root password, which we copy for full control of our VDS, but that's optional. The agent opens up for us. It responds to our requests and helps us create the server. All we have to write is, "Build me a server." We also get free AI limits. So with Sonnet and Claude Code, we can put our server online. Let's begin. So, I sent it the prompt. Let's see what it does. Right now it's thinking, and then we'll see what it does. Okay, now we can see it started creating the server, downloading it. It asked me for a 5M license key, the server name, and the player count. Let's give it that. So, to get the key, we go to the cfx.re portal. We click Generate Key. We type in the server name and hit Create. Then we copy the key and send it to the agent. We paste the key, type the server name, let's say 5RP, send it, and the Claude agent does everything else for us. So, about 8 minutes later, the agent wrote that the server is up and running on this IP address. Let's go and check it. To join the server, we open the 5M launcher, press F8, and type connect. We're connecting to 5RP. Great, we're in. We can see we have a character, there's a world, cars are parked, everything works fine. Now let's check whether the agent can build us a login system, registration, a database, and a character appearance creator so that we spawn in with our own character. All right. Let's send the prompt to our agent so it builds a registration system, a login system, and character name creation. The most important thing to mention at this point is to tell the agent to create and hook up a database, because without a database, none of this will work. So, the agent finished. It took a really long time, 23 minutes, 7 or 8 million tokens, imagine that, just to make registration. It did a whole lot. $6, well, that's something. Let's go and take a look at what it built. So, we're greeted by registration. Let's create an account. Okay, I need a first and last name. John Jones will do. Oh, super, that's cool. I really like all of it. We just need to fix the font a little bit and probably remove the background behind it. So let's go ahead and try to do that. So, the agent made all the edits I asked for and added something extra. Let's see what it is. We connect to the server. We see the custom loading menu. There are still a few minor issues, but let's try creating a character again. Ooh, that's really cool what it did. Really, really cool. So we type it in. Really, really nicely done. I love it. There's even a signature here, a photo, a passport. Like the real thing. We got the passport and spawned in. Very cool. I love it. Tell me in the comments. All right, now let's try building a character appearance editor. I wrote the prompt, I'm sending it to the agent, and now we wait. So, another 10 minutes later, the agent built us a character appearance creation resource. Let's go in and take a look at how it looks on the server. So, it removed the black bars, which is very cool. The weather changes in the background, looks neat. Let's try going in. and we're in. And it really does look very, very beautiful. Let's try creating a new character. Wow, this is really cool. We can choose the parents' genes, father or mother, the resemblance, the skin tone. We can create a woman. We can create a man. Here, we can adjust absolutely every facial feature of this character, absolutely all of them. We can randomize it. It looks pretty cool. And so, this is the character I created. Let's move on. And we enter the name. Great. And here we are. We've spawned in. Everything works great. The database is connected and the character is saved properly. After a relog, you'll spawn in with that exact same character, or with whichever one you choose. And now, in order for our server to be a proper roleplay server, we need to bring in currency. So now, we're going to add currency to our server and build a custom economy. Let's get started. We paste the prompt and wait. Pretty quickly, the agent wrote us an economy system that can't be cheated, that writes everything to the database and gives a new character 2,500 in cash. It also added the balance and pay ID amount commands. Let's check it. We join the server. I joined with a different character. Let's try typing balance. Boom, it says cash, 2,500 bank zero. That's good. I can't test pay because there are no players on the server right now. To make this easier, let's try building a HUD for players. I'll write that for the agent. So guys, now, there's going to be a pretty complicated prompt, and it creates a HUD-y so that you can see how much money you have, what time it is, what the date is, your hunger percentage, and other character stats. We'll also make a system of static and dynamic IDs and a speedometer HUD-y so you can see your speed when you're in a car, plus a few more things related to the HUD. So let's send the prompt and wait. The task is pretty complex because it involves working with the database. And so, the agent made two IDs, static and dynamic, and also added hunger and mood. So let's take a look at how this looks in the game. Very interesting. Oh, this is interesting, but this is way too big for a HUD. The white blocks stand out way too much, and so does everything else, so most likely we'll need to fix that. It wrote that I'm able to edit the HUD with the HUD command. Whoa, so it also added HUD customization. Are you serious? Let's look at the HUD system in a car. Give me a car. Stop. Wow, only how do I start the car? I don't know. This is cool. It shows the car's name, its license plate, how much fuel, and there's no fuel here. Why is there no fuel? Let's check this car. No fuel either. Okay, all right. After a relog. I also noticed the time isn't real and the date isn't real, and it doesn't show the online player count. It says zero. ID, we have static ID 3. But let's still go ahead and try to configure the HUD and see what we can actually do. And here, I've basically configured it now. It already looks a lot better, but those white backdrops didn't look very nice. We also don't need the health indicator because it's built into the minimap. Let's fix that. All right, let's ask it to fix the HUD and also fix the time and everything that was showing wrong. We send the request to the agent and wait. The agent fixed everything. It updated to the new GTA 5 version, the new 5M version, turned on synchronization, and also updated the clock. Now it shows the online count and updated the design. So we joined the server, and the time is real now, the date is real, and it shows the player count online. Let's look at the settings. They went dark mode too. The time is server time, so if it's night in real life, it's night in game. If it's morning, it's morning. Overall, everything looks pretty good and pretty cool. There go the medics walking by. Let's get into a car. Now there's fuel and there's engine condition. If we crash into something, wow, nothing. Changes. Let's try again. It changes, but very slightly. Okay, we can buckle up, we can lock and unlock the car, the only thing left is the chat, which doesn't fit. Our design yet, but we're going to fix that in the near future. Now let's push our project to GitHub. The agent has that feature built in, so let's push our server to GitHub so you can get the link. And it all worked out. The server is on GitHub now, fully documented with screenshots, so it's easy to install. I'll leave links in the comments to the GitHub and the server IP, so you can join and test this functionality, and a link to REDL too, because honestly, this is a breakthrough. It all looks really cool. Also, the promo code 5M15, which gives 15% off absolutely any service on this hosting. Next up, we can turn off all the NPCs, we can create jobs and so on, all with this same agent. But that's it for today, guys. Drop a like on the video. Whoa, okay, we won't touch it, guys. If you want to see more of this server being built, drop a comment under this video. That's all. Thanks, and see you.